This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump urged the Republican-run Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the November presidential election. Speaking to reporters outside the White House Saturday, President Trump said he expects to have a choice very soon and will send that choice to the U.S. Senate. On the South Lawn, President Trump says he already has a short list of Supreme Court nominees.
I've gotten to know many of them. I think it's probably, from a legal standpoint, from a sophisticated understanding of the law, from a constitutional standpoint, I think it's the greatest list ever assembled.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed just hours after Ginsburg's death to call a vote for Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. The remaining eight Supreme Court justices have written emotional statements remembering Ruth Bader Ginsburg, including her friend Justice Clarence Thomas, who wrote that he was heartbroken to learn of Ginsburg's death, describing her as the essence of grace, civility, and dignity. President Donald Trump touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. He told reporters at the White House he was getting the deal with Oracle his blessings and that it had addressed U.S. national security concerns.
It'll continue to be named TikTok as it was all along, and that's it. So I can say that I have given the deal my blessing. If they get it done, that's great. If they don't, that's okay too. But